Everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Sword and Slime podcast, a show dedicated to RPGs, JRPGs, and MMORPGs. I'm your host, Ryan. I have Trung in the co-host seat, like always. In tonight's episode, we're going to be asking a big question here. Should casual players play MMORPGs? But first, Trung, what's up, man? Welcome back to the digital studio.
It's always great to be here, as usual.
It's good to hear. What's anything new with you, man?
I mean, we're going to have to get into it, but yeah, Final Fantasy and Walker.
Perfect. Something I want to avoid, but I can't. Yeah, nothing really going on over here. I'm using a new software called Descript, and I hope I don't fuck it up. So that's going to be interesting. Yeah, anyway, let's move on to some news. Like Trung just kind of alluded to here, Final Fantasy Endwalker is out for those who pre-ordered. Trung, how long has access been open for these guys and gals who've pre-ordered?
Since this Friday, midnight Friday.
And I'm assuming it's been crazy. So I'm going to ask you again when we get to what we've been playing. Also related news, Deep Rock Galactic announced season 2, and they revealed the roadmap via Steam. I'm bringing this up because I brought up Deep Rock Galactic before in a previous episode, how they're experimenting with a completely free season pass, and I've dabbled my feet into it with friends of the show Ben and Ortiz, and even Satan-sama, who goes by a whole different name now, so whatever. But it's cool. There's a lot to unlock, and I'll get more in detail later. And then, of course, for the last segment of the news, New World announced a winter event, and it's being showcased right now on the PTR server, and they're allowing anyone to sign up and figure it out, see what it's all about. So that's pretty neat. My server is kind of, well, I should say Ben and our server is kind of dying, so very interesting. Yeah, I'm all for winter events, and I know Trung is too, because probably the next episode will be the winter episode that Trung has been stewing on for like a month.
Ooh, chilly.
But anyway, let's move on to what we've been playing. Trung, what have you been playing, dude? Please don't say.
I mean, it's Final Fantasy Endwalker.
All right.
Still thing I focused my time on as of late, well, since it came out.
Right. And
grinding through the story slowly. I'm not in a rush to get to the end game or anything.
And, like, has it been nuts? Like, how many people are playing right now? Do you know?
Enough to cause the servers to, like, blow up. And the queue times are forever.
Oh, man. Are you still with your current raid group?
Right now it's like with a mix of everybody. There's like multiple raid groups going on and they kind of all want to recruit me because I'm awesome.
So oh my God.
I don't know where I am yet.
I'm deleting this episode. This is fucking.
Are you? Good for you.
It's fucking awful.
But yeah, so I don't really know where I am yet. So I'm just playing with our old childhood friend, Gene, and just seeing where it goes from there.
Is Gene alive?
It's here and there. He's on his way back from Africa, so we'll be seeing him for the next couple of days because it's a 2-day plane trip.
Right. Okay. Well, cool. I guess you'll have to tell us more about it once you play more.
Yeah.
Because we're definitely interested in the story aspect for sure, since it's like a conclusion of a major arc. All right. So what I've been playing, I finally beat the first game of .hack.gu. The remastered trilogy that has 4 games in it. And it seamlessly moves into the second game. So pretty excited about that. And we'll see how many months it takes me to beat the second game. Pretty cool. And I've also been playing New World like usual. I've just been trying to do all the quests I can and leveling up all the gathering, just like all the utility skills as much as possible, because server mergers are imminent. In the latest patch, Amazon laid out that they prepped for server moves in the future. And I'm pretty sure it's happening soon because a lot of servers are reporting that single factions are just like taking over servers. And that actually just happened a couple of days ago. Like there's like three zones up for grab. And now I log in today to do some crafting and harvesting, whatnot. And it's all purple. So, well, and it doesn't look like it's going to change anytime soon. So it's very interesting. Like Marauders, which is a faction, owned the whole map until, I guess, a week ago. So pretty gnarly. I've also been playing Deep Rock Galactic. Again, we, like, friends and I wanted to test out this season pass since we're playing Halo right now with the X Pass. And their season pass is so fucked. So we were really interested in how Deep Rock Galactic is holding up. And it makes me want to play the game more. But it's not just the season pass. It's also everything in that game is so RPG-esque because of the perks you get or the attributes you can unlock. You know, through resources and materials that you get from your, you know, through the game loop to make your weapons better, to make your armor better, to make your pickaxe better, you know, the list goes on. And then you throw cosmetics on top of it and cool looking ones at that, you know, for all weapon types, for class types, what have you for your dwarf. It's very well done. On top of a game that plays very well, right? Especially for a multiplayer game. If you're solo, it's a grind fest, but I'm sure you'll find randos that will help you. But with friends, like you can blast through the season pass pretty easily. And then the last game I played is War Tales. It's a new game, came out in early access a week, or not even a week. It's like 3 or 4 days ago. And it's pretty much a 3D semi top down version of Battle Brothers mixed with Mountain Blade. You have like this party you manage and you populate into a world or a map and you unlock more maps as you progress. Cause like each map has a progression like bar through quests. And there's certain quests that will, you know, help you with that progression bar to unlock more of the game. And it's very, it's not really roguelike, but like Battle Brothers and Mountain Blade, like if you're not saving correctly, you're playing with fate because you can be walking on the trail, you know, directing your war party or your mercenary group to a quest from a town. And then something pops out of the wood line. Like in Battle Brothers happens all the fucking time and you could, you know, you'll die, but it's turn-based strategy, party combat. And it's really cool looking, like the graphic wise, and it's been fun so far, but again, it's an early access. So who knows how long I'll play it for and who knows how long it'll take to make it, you know, completely functional. But right now it's definitely a fun game to play, especially if you're waiting for like Mountain Blade 2, like, you're waiting for another early access game to get fucking done. You might as well pick up another one. It's just like a continuing cycle of nothing ever fucking getting done.
But there's these days.
Dude, it's like, I've heard some people on on some gaming podcasts, they're like, welcome to modern gaming, you know?
So, yeah, it's basically it. Just early access for everything instead of just giving us an actual game.
Yeah, and then like Halo's like, you like multiplayer and you like campaign, doesn't come out at the same time. You like co-op, doesn't come out at the same. And you know, it's like a 9-month projected for the co-op and for Forge to like fucking be added to the game. And the game comes out December 8th. All I know is I'm so glad I got the X Pass for $1 because that would piss me off. Like I would never have touched Halo for that reason. And then before I go any further, again, we're recording live in the Discord. So thanks for everyone who's here and hanging out with us. And we got Raven Grawdog here and one of our first supporters. And he says, Bannerlord is a shit show. He's played it for hundreds of hours and still prefer Warban. Yeah, you can play Warban with a bunch of mods and, you know, cry about what Bannerlord should have been. But again, another early access game for 5 years. Let's see. That's it, man. Blazing through this. It's not 30 minutes yet. So we're on track because Ninja RPG was like fucking funny. Anyway, so this episode, it kind of like hit me. I think I was in the shower or something. Like it's usually that's where it hits me. And I was like this question just like blossomed. And I was like, wait a minute. I need to ask Trung this question and see if this is like worthy of being an episode. And then I went from there and I put in the episode input channel in our Discord because we want fans to interact with us because this is a very interactive show. And I got like the next Lord of the Rings novel in responses. So awesome. And that question is, should casual players play MMORPGs? And I understand, you know, like free to play MMORPGs and subscription based MMORPGs, like that's pretty much the two types and they fall under the same umbrella. And I don't want to, you know, muddle the waters here, but like we will consider both when answering this. But yeah, should casual players play MMORPGs? And before we read all the input, Trung, I just want to ask you that very question. I'm not going to say it again. I don't want to say it three times in a row.
Right.
And in addition to that, to your response, could, you know, are there some MMORPGs that are playable for casual players right now? And definitely not playable for casual players. But go ahead, well, dude. Let loose.
I'll also say this, to answer the second question first, I don't think there's any games that are not available for casual players, you know?
How dare you?
And to answer the overall question, I think anybody is allowed to play games as long as they like find something that they can enjoy, part, you know, as a part of it, right? Like right. For MMORPGs, your experience could just be, you know, just doing the story and just chilling instead of trying to go for like the hardcore reading end game stuff. Like if you enjoy that, then sure. But if you're casual and can't, you know, you have to work at 9 to 5 and you can't really spend time to play games, then you'd have to make time with MMORPGs. Even though subscription-based MMORPGs might not be as accessible for you unless you have the money to spare and you just don't care, then sure. But free-to-play MMORPGs is definitely accessible, more accessible for them. But, you know, to answer the overall question, I don't think there's a reason why a casual player shouldn't be allowed to play whatever the hell they want, you know? MMORPGs can be very casual. Like, you know, using Final Fantasy as an example, Final Fantasy, you have a lot of choices that you can do. You can do the story. You can do your daily roulettes. You can craft to make money. You can just role play with the other people, even, you know, erotic role play with other people. Do whatever you want.
Oh, no. Do not endorse that shit here.
Just do whatever you want. I don't care.
No.
But, like, yeah, like, I honestly think MMORPGs are accessible so long as you can find it enjoyable doing whatever it is you want to do. But if you do plan on doing content that involves other people like raiding, just know that if you don't have the time, it's probably not a good idea to do since you're wasting other people's time. And that's my thoughts on that. I'm not going to write an essay like these guys did, but that's my thoughts on that is that it should be accessible for everybody. That games should be designed so that people can play it regardless of what their lifestyle is, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'll say this though, just in case you want to refine any of your answer, but like, I'm not saying when I ask this question, I'm not saying, you know, no casual players allowed. I'm just saying like, if someone were to ask you for advice, like that's generally a casual gamer, like plays like free to play stuff or, like not heavily involved games, like idle games or idle, you know, MMOs and stuff like that. Like if they were like, hey, should I pick up Final Fantasy, you know, pay the sub and play this, even though I don't really know how much I can commit to it. Like, that's what I meant, like, by asking this question. Now, like,
yeah,
you know, there's a border, now it's closed.
You know, I still stick with my answer as, yeah, you should be able to play it so long as you enjoy the content that's in it. At the end of the day, you know, games are supposed to be fun, then you're supposed to enjoy them. So as long as you find some enjoyment out of it, then that's all that matters.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, MMOs are, you know, they're multi-layered, right? Good ones. There's a lot of aspects of the game or a lot going on in the game where multiple types of players can, you know, get enjoyment out of it. Mainly the sandboxy ones. Where, you know, you can be like a merchant, you can be a PvPer, a PKKer, or whatever you want to do. But that would alienate, you know, it would alienate the base where they're, if they love stories and stuff too. So if like a well-rounded MMO that has like a good story and allows you to kind of do your own adventure alongside of it, like run parallel to it, I could see that. But, you know, if I were... Oh, excuse me, Trung. Was that's your answer, right? That was like your...
Yeah.
I was going to say, I was like, wait a minute, that is his answer. So like, you know, if to answer this question, I would say, no, like I would say like hard no. And being in the middle of it, like, and that's mainly with subbed games. Like I'm slowly becoming a financial nerd and I don't own Bitcoin. So don't try to let me in with those like Bitcoin bros, but like I've been analyzing a lot of my like annual costs and stuff, right? And like especially doing this as a hobby, because you know the podcast costs money and playing games for content costs money, but like for MMO and you're kind of like wanting to dip your feet in, you can't say for sure how much time you can dedicate towards a game. I would just say, dude, just stay away from it, because one, a lot of them kind of require like no lifing in the beginning to get to launch yourself out of the beginning stage of the game. And two, it's like playing Skyrim, man. Like it requires a lot of like hours, to get into the game, and to enjoy the game. So I would right off the bat say no, but you know, free to play MMORPGs, they don't cost you a thing. You'll probably want to gouge your eyes out by the time you open the in-game shop page and realize it's all paid, you know, pay to win with like EXP boosters and costumes and whatever to, you know, level ups, whatever it is. So like most free to play are trash. But if you're still determined and you say, nah, free to play is not for me, like I don't want to play Maple Story again and be all alone and like, you know, Trunk and Ryan did at the graveyard, the MMORPG graveyard. But you know, some of our friends brought it up. You know, Guild Wars, there's games like Guild Wars 2 that are entirely free until, you know, up to the expansions, and that's always a good option. Because, I mean, historically, Guild Wars games have been that way. It's, you know, buy once, cry once. And I'll even say that for New World that I play right now as an advocate who says, don't do it. And I'm more casual than I was back in the day just because of real life shit going on. But, like, those games that allow you to buy in once and, you know, at least in New World's sake, I can't really speak about Guild Wars 2 because... You know, I played that with like Ben and you and Gene like way back in the fucking day on launch. So like, you know, we're all we're grandparents compared to like the new generation playing Guild Wars 2. So it's like, I don't want to fucking hear about it. Like I was there in the beginning. Like I don't want to do that again. But, you know, at least New World has that like that survival crafting aspect of it. Like it's almost like a solo survival game. Like you're not going to dehydrate and die, or you know, whatever, die from hunger.
Rated.
Right. But you can still gather a shit. You can gather like the whole fucking force if you wanted. There's a lot of, you know, trees to unlock, whether it's like weapon skills or harvesting or actually what I meant to say is crafting, like armor and jewelry and, you know, all that stuff, furniture for your house and all that crap. So these games allow a casual player to log in and not be pressured to, you know, complete certain portions of the game under a time limit because you're subbing every month. Because, you know, you might not think about it now, but that's money a month that could go somewhere else, or, you know, you could save away for another day versus half-heartedly, or, you know, maybe not even half-heartedly, but just not being able to enjoy the game, you know, for those 30 days you're subbed. And that was my case in Final Fantasy. I mean, now I told Trung, like, Ben and I bought the, we made a whole new account, which was a fucking obstacle in itself with their shitty websites, right? Like, they have like four websites, Square Enix.
Yeah. So we made stuff.
Yeah. So we made a new account just to get the, you know, the game on sale, like the complete edition, not Endwalker though. And a free 30-day sub along with it. So like, I played the full 30-day sub and I resubbed just to beat the vanilla MSQ, which was like level 50. That was fucking nuts. I had to, you know, I bought into the game and then I had to resub. And so I had 60 days and that's how far I got. So that was my own personal gauge. Like, oh, I just don't have enough time. And, you know, I'm working, I'm doing school, I'm doing all types of shit. So if you're kind of like in that mode, don't do it. Like, especially games such like so story heavy as Final Fantasy, like unless that's what you're looking for. But then you could just buy a really good single player game. In my opinion, there's so many JRPGs out there and shit right now. There's also like, you can try the game to like level 60 anyway or whatever. But I just think they take a lot of time and it's almost like, you know, ever since I've been growing up gaming, I've always, been listening to older gamers talk about how like they move through the phase of like they can't touch WoW anymore because it's just like their life doesn't allow it. And I'm always like, dude, I'm not even 30 yet, but like I feel that way right now, you know? Like, I feel like I can't fucking do this anymore. Besides New World, because I'm not paying monthly. But I will say this though. Even though a casual, like I'm not saying like uber casual, but just a casual player in general with floating around the ideas with like MMOs and hey, Loch Ness and talk to Loch Ness in chat, but you know, wanting to play and wanting not to. And if you do decide to buy once with like New World or Guild Wars or whatever, I will say it comes with a price, you know, no pun intended about the actual price of the game. But like, as I'm seeing in New World, I'm able to enjoy the, you know, the loop of the game, right? The gameplay loop. Trung. So like, I'm able to enjoy like the harvesting, exploring the map. I'm exploring cities since my faction owns the whole fucking map. So I can build, right. I can buy a house anywhere I want now, without getting taxed out the ass by the other faction. But, I'm enjoying all these aspects of the game, whether it's MSQ or, you know, main story quests, PvP, what have you, which I'm too too low to do world PvP anyway, but like the price is, it allows you to go at your own pace, but you will miss out. Like, a New World's a new MMO and it's got a lot of growing pains and it didn't get a good lot. Like, the press is all bad. Even though Amazon's making right by changes to the game, but there's still silly shit that shouldn't be in the game at all, like duping and all that crap that took months to fix, or stuff that existed in like closed betas and alphas and whatever. But you will miss out. Your server will die, like I'm noticing, which, you know, every big MMO goes through. I mean fucking New World's going through it within like 2 months of release, right? Which is crazy. But like my server's dying, I'm missing out on faction PvP or world PvP, which is dictating, you know, who owns what city and what factions are benefiting from those cities being owned. I'm missing out on dungeons, because as I'm progressing through the MSQ, that's when you're, you know, you're naturally kind of like Final Fantasy, right? They introduce dungeons to you along the way. I'm doing those dungeons with higher level players than me, like maxed level players, like level 60, because no one my level is around. You know what I mean? So like everyone's already like kind of either they're brand new or they're fucking like at least on this server, Carpetenberg or whatever. I can't fucking say it. Alan's server, friend of the show, right? His goddamn server. So like everyone is either way behind me or fucking way ahead of me. So it's like I'm not even like existing in like an organic like level range of players right now. Like everything is either shot past me or is way behind my rearview mirror. So you will lose out. You'll get to experience if it's a brand new game. You'll get, which is normally when MMO player, you know, casual players want to try an MMO, like when it's brand new, when it's flashy, like New World. That's why I'm really pivoting on here, or not pivoting, but I'm really anchoring down on around New World, because like you'll get to notice or you'll get to see the fixes of the game and new implementations and new weapons, because there's new weapons coming out and new events and stuff like that. But there might not be a lot of people around left left around to like experience that with. And then, I'm a solo player anyway, but it's like you're playing an MMO, right? Like you could play a solo survivor game or Skyrim or fucking any other RPG that has come out, like not a Cyberpunk, but like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Skyrim for Life in the chat. Skyrim for Life, buy the anniversary edition and then the double anniversary edition that comes out after that, and then the triple anniversary edition that comes after that one. But
make sure you get the one on the TI-84 calculator.
Yeah, that one too. And then also the Tamagotchi Skyrim game, I heard is killing it. But but like, you miss out. So I think in the grand scheme of things, I say stay away from it. Really, stay away from it. And if you really want to play, just try one of the buy once, cry once games. And if you don't want to do that, I can't even recommend you a free-to-play MMO. Because you go on Steam, like Blessed Unleashed and shit, they're all fucking shit on, all right? Like, all of them are shit on. All of them have bad reviews. And you can watch Lazy Peon. I shout him out so many times. He's just one of my favorite, like, MMO fucking content. But anyway, you can watch Lazy Peon and see for yourself. But that's my long-winded answer. It's just, I don't think it's worth it. And I don't think it was worth it financially if you can't play it enough. Like, I really think it comes down to, like, MMOs are one of those games where you have to be able to sink time into it to make it worthwhile.
I think it's all right as long as you're playing it with your friends.
And that's a hard thing to do these days, I think. Especially like when all friends have different tastes, or, you know, it happens a lot of time in our group. We all start a game and then, you know, people slowly just fade away like after a week. You know what I mean? So
right.
We saw that with Elder Scrolls Online. Like we all jumped in and then it was like, no one's there. And then we all jumped in the Final Fantasy again. And Trunk was like the last man standing once more. But you already had your Final Fantasy friends anyway. But
yeah.
You know, we're me and Ben are still in New World because and Satan. Because it's buy once, cry once. Like we're not losing money playing the game, so it's like whatever. But we are losing out on the experience because the game might not have an existing player base by the time we get to do anything.
That's right, but then Lost Ark is up. Another one of that.
Yeah, Lost Ark. I mean, if I wanted to play a Diablo, I guess I would go there first. That's a lot. There's a lot of hype around that game, I will admit.
It's a free-to-play MMORPG too.
Oh God. Well, at least it looks good. So if you wanted to start there, start there. You heard it from Trung first.
Of course.
Yeah, that's what I think. That's all I got. Do you want to move on to? Do you want to say anything about what I said, or do you want to move on to just input?
Well, everybody's entitled to their opinion, and I respect your opinion.
That's right. No, I'm just kidding. All right. Do you Do you want me to read first and then you go to the next and we just piggyback?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. All right, I'll start with Vampire Catwick or Wicked, which you might notice. Actually, I'll circle back to that, but yeah, she did a blog post for us. Pretty sweet. But yeah, so Wicked writes this. Casual players can and should absolutely play MMORPGs. I haven't played a lot of them, but even the expensive ones like WoW, where you have to pay for both the game and subscription to actually play it, are fine for casual gamers. Most of the big ones have so much content, you can sweat your arse off and still have things to do. It also highly depends on what you want to achieve when you play a certain MMORPG. If you just want to follow a fun storyline and do world bosses with people every now and then and do the in-game events that you can, do that. If you want to join a guild and do weekly daily raids or dungeons, you can also do that. In my opinion, the best casual MMORPG is Guild Wars 2. It's completely free up to max level. After that, you can buy some expansions. The paid content won't even be available until after max level, so they don't want you to buy it before that. So, more like in line of what you said, Trung.
Yeah, sounds more like my opinion.
Yeah, she's all for it. She thinks it's worth it. So, yeah, that's one input from Wicked. Thank you, Wicked. And Trung, you're next.
All right. We got one from Mr. Dylan G, or Ace, in quotations, fucking parentheses. And he says, casual players should absolutely play MMORPGs. As a casual player myself, I have not played one until recently, as it was a bit intimidating to get started, but I have started my dive into Swartor. Ooh, I played that, and I absolutely love it. As my first experience in the MMORPG world, it is very enjoyable and smooth to learn, and it is free to download and play all the way through the main storylines with no need for subscription until wanting to dive into expansions. So he recommends free-to-play MMORPGs for casuals, which is perfectly fine, as we went over that topic earlier.
Yeah, save your money. And I can't believe that game's still around. Like, I played that on launch with Ben and a couple other friends. Right. And it's like, it was fun. I liked the classes. Like, you don't have to be a major Star Wars nerd to respect, like, Bounty Hunter and all that stuff. And, but, like, I can't believe it's still a game, you know? and then it gets slept on. Like, I haven't followed it since quitting after launch. So, because, like, a lot of those games, you know, you pre-order, you buy the game, you get 30 days free. So, that's what I did. And I never went back. But good for him. He's playing it right now as we speak, according to Discord. Thank you, Dylan, one of our supporters, for the input. All right, I got Ender. I'm actually just going to delete his opinion. No, I'm just kidding. But he says, casual players should not play MMORPGs. MMORPGs take a lot of time and devotion to play and often require being active as part of a guild to advance. In my opinion, the more casual players amongst us should stick to offline RPGs, where their absence will not be detrimental to the other players in the game. Offline RPGs also have the benefit of being able to be paused, whereas MMORPGs are not able to be paused. This allows greater freedom and flexibility of time for casual players. And yeah, I mean, I'm more aligned with Ender. And you see that even in games where you pay for it once, like even New World. Like I said, you need other, like, you're at the end of the day, you can't solo the game because you need other players to advance to the MSQ, because they lock you into completing dungeons, just like Final Fantasy did, right? Or does, except Final Fantasy has a queue system and New World fucking doesn't, which we all hate the queue system because it makes you, you know, like, not want to, you know, talk to people and meet people organically. But at the end of the day, it's like with these, you know, this modern gaming, it works best. So, yeah, you have to rely on other people to advance in certain game. Well, most MMOs, I mean, it's just the aspect of the game. And yeah, play offline. He calls them offline RPGs, so just single player games, or even, you know, like games like Simple MMO or other idle MMOs, where you can kind of just, like, you know, survive or be alive in the ecosystem, and you don't really, you know, you don't rely on anyone, but you can still play with a bunch of players. So, All right, Trung, rest in peace. You're going to have fun reading that.
Sure. I'll try to read it. The house is getting loud, so.
Oh, you want me? Here, I
can. Good luck editing.
You want me to do it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do it. Quick. I'll do it just for the sake of editing the letter.
Yeah.
So, rest in peace, me. This is by Loch Ness, our longtime fan and friend of the show, who posted a picture recently with our sticker on her water bottle. So thank you, Loch Ness. That's exactly where it should be. All my friends, all my homies have Sword and Slime stickers on their water bottles. Besides Strong, I need to send him a sticker. Can you believe that? Everyone but the co-host has a sticker.
I have it in my heart.
God, it's just how it is, bro. But anyway, Loch Ness writes, hold on, I'm slipping. All right, Loch Ness writes, I think casual players should play MMORPGs. The problem is that a lot of them take a lot of time to learn mechanics, and it can be a lot of work or intimidating with the guides and seasoned players that tell you that you need equipment like this or to allocate stats another way. MMOs have become less casual and more obsessive in that sense. But I love the aspect of making new friends and finding the right crew that can work together to complete tasks together. I know people who use that as an excuse to make new friends or keep in contact with friends that they no longer live close to. An example of this is my boyfriend and his dad, who picked up WoW together and spent time that way. Another is that my brother, on the other hand, started playing MapleStory again, rest in peace, since the start of the pandemic last year, and has made some new friends that way. They continue communicating and hanging out playing other games through Discord. My old classmate has been trying to get me to play Guild Wars 2, so we have an excuse to interact, but I haven't been able to find the time. Trust me, you won't. Is Club Penguin considered an MMO with a XD emoji? It definitely is not, but Video Game Donkey believes it is. I can't think of any current distinctions of casual versus hardcore MMOs, but just even explaining that Legend of Zelda is an RPG to an old coworker kind of blew their mind. MMORPGs, I think, would also help to explain some of the gaming culture to more people and make it seem less niche. Now to tell my Candy Crush playing mom that she is a gamer. Good luck with that. She definitely does not want to hear that. But I guess being a gamer is cool now, right? Like, it's no longer considered fringe. Yeah, I believe Loch Ness is 100% correct, especially in the beginning of her statements when she's saying MMOs have, you know, less casual and more obsessive in that sense with, like, learning the game and, like, min-maxing in the game and becoming the best at the game. Because when I was learning Elder Scrolls, there's, like, fucking 100 guides out there. But it's, like, the same authors saying, like, you need this to be competitive. You need this to be in a raid group or you're going to get kicked. You need, you know, it's just like WoW back in the day with gear score and shit. Like, you need X, Y, and Z. Otherwise, don't waste anyone's time and you're going to get kicked and no one's going to talk to you and you're going to be blacklisted. And Elder Scrolls was like that. Like, their crafting system is so fucked. Like, you don't know. Like, it's so much to learn about, like, what you need to, like, gather and what's worth it and how to level and this and that, and the skill, like the dual weapon rotation, which is so awful. You need to learn that and you need to fucking min max this way and that way. Like, it was such a drag to learn that, and so we didn't. That's what it came down to. So she's definitely right. Like, I even now playing New World as a casual player, I'm looking at guides, because I feel like I'll waste my time if I do anything on my own. And it blew my mind because, like, I was telling Satan, yo, I'm trying this new build with the Void Gauntlet because it's the newest weapon that came out. And he's like, oh, thanks, but no thanks. Like, I like to do things on my own. Like, I like to build my own guy or builds. And I instantly thought, like, oh, like another dude who's going to be useless in a raid, right? Like, another dude's going to fuck up the dungeon. But like in reality, he's not wrong. Like, you play the game out, you fucking want to play it. But in my head, like, I'm so conditioned to, like, I need these guides to play a game correctly, you know? So I'm definitely in tune with Loch Ness here. But not Club Penguin. Maybe Habbo Hotel is, you know, Habbo Hotel is a MMO over G.
Is it? It's more like a chat room.
Hey, we're going to do that episode, dude. It's good. I already have it in the talks, man. It's going to be you, Ben, and I, and then Wicked and Crashed, friends of the show, or friends and fans of the show, want to do a part two. So it's like, why is this game like so prevalent in our lives?
Because it's chat room, and that's what you did in the freaking early 2000s.
Ugh, fuck me. Yeah. All right. So I'll read the last one, just because Strung's house is still full of party cats. Here's the last one. I'm so thirsty. And it's from Graven, a.k.a. Graw Dog, a.k.a. one of our first supporters. And, of course, he writes a long-winded story, and I can't wait to read it. Here we go, brothers. Graven writes, in my opinion, it very much depends on the game itself, if you can enjoy it while playing it casually, or if you need to spend thousands of hours just to catch up to others, Final Fantasy. My best example for a casual MMORPG would be Guild Wars 2. The game is free to play, and there's plenty of content until you need to buy any of the DLC. Guild Wars 2 design and its gameplay flow mechanics make it very enjoyable if you just want to sit down and play it a couple hours a day. There are also those MMORPGs that are not worth playing casually. My best example here would be WoW. The first big stop sign for casual players would be its business model, the monthly subscription. This makes you want to play more because you want to get the most out of your money, which is pretty bad if you just casually want to play like two to three times a week. The other would be its lore. For people who started before the Cataclysm DLC, so a whole different world map, dialogues, and story as someone who plays after the DLC. So you can't experience the same stuff as someone who was here day one. So my answer is that yes, you can still play some MMORPGs casually, but the number of those games are pretty low. And for the love of God, don't touch mobile, gacha, MMORPGs if you love your wallet.
Is this directed at Genshin?
I don't know, but I think it's directed at you. R.I.P. Trump. R.I.P.
I don't play MMORPGs on the phone. That's weird.
Raid Shadow Legends? Is that considered an MMO?
I think that's just RPG.
How about don't play simple MMO? That's the best advice I can tell you. After playing a year of it, don't do it. Just make friends. Don't take it. Okay, so don't take a year to make friends. Make friends as soon as possible and then quit that fucking game. Yes, this podcast was sponsored by Shadow. No, it wasn't. I don't allow ads on the shows right now, if you haven't noticed. But thank you to everyone with their episode input. Very intriguing discussion. And as everyone can see, you can think one way or the other, it's not wrong. But maybe it will never be truly answered. Maybe we'll never have a definitive answer that will just finally put it to rest. But that's the episode. That's if, you know, that's the question. And it was answered. So couldn't be done without Trunk here, myself here, mainly myself, but like all the fans and friends that gave us their input. We haven't asked for input in a long time. Actually, I can even scroll up. And it was like, damn, E3, dude. So June 28th, 2021.
That was around the time we were moving still.
Yeah, I think that was like the last episode. I was like done moving. I moved in the 21st. So like this was like the last episode we did before we had to do a bunch of other stuff. Like what comes after moving. Yeah, it was cool. And I'm glad everyone's here in the chat. It's good to see everyone. But that's it, man. Trunk, do you have any alibis, anything you want to say?
Stay away from my Maple story.
Yeah. If we can impart anything onto the listeners here, it's stay away from Maple story. And if you haven't, if you missed one of our most popular episodes, give it a listen. It's called Revisiting Maple Story in the MMORPG Graveyard, and it's dead for a reason, all right? Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Don't let Loch Ness's brother trick you into thinking it's a good game, because it's not what it used to be.
It's just a shell of its former self.
The shell of it's dead. It's a ghost. It's in Phasmophobia. One of the ghosts in Phasmophobia is literally literally the Nexon icon, the logo.
Like, and its strength is sapping your credit card in real life.
But you need the haircuts that are not permanent. You need to keep paying to have the flippy hair. Yeah, rip Slime Tree. And Catchy in chat says, did I miss the whole thing or ask that? Yes, you did, Catchy. Thank you. But it's good to see you. Yep. That's the episode. Mabel Story 2 sucks. And I just wanted to answer that. But yeah. Okay, let me restart. That's the episode. Thanks for tuning in. I got nothing for you. And we'll see you next time. Peace.
Later, everybody.